Today we pray for the supervisors of our county, the politicians, the people that make decisions. So who are they? What do they do? What do they oversee? So you can kind of get an idea. Today we're actually going to know their names and be able to pray for them and pray some really amazing things about them. So we have five board supervisors. Colonel Paul Cook, he's the first district supervisor. Janice Rutherford, second district supervisor. Don Rowe, third district supervisor and the vice chair. Kurt Hagman, fourth district supervisor, and he is the chairman. And Joe Baca Jr., who's the fifth district supervisor. The county has over 150 boards, commissions, and committees. That's a lot, isn't it? And they're the ones who give advice and feedback to the county board on a variety of things. And they vote on it. They represent the local, regional, statewide, and national committees. There is a list at the website that you can look at all the different boards and commissions, committees, and even services that they oversee. So there's a difference between counties and cities. The counties don't have the same power and self-government that California cities have. For example, cities have a more broad revenue generating authority, counties don't. In addition, legislative control over counties is more complete than it is over cities. Unless restricted, the legislature may delegate to the counties any of the functions which belong to the state. So what powers rest in a county? Well, it allows the county of supervisors to make and enforce local ordinances that don't conflict with general laws. They can also be sued and be sued, sue and be sued, purchase, hold land, manage, dispose of properties, levy and collect taxes. You do pay county taxes. And they also have the power to be able to act on the authority that has been conferred to them. But they have to follow the statutes, of course. So it really goes at the A to Z on the type of things that they do. Things like voter registration, health and welfare programs, court and law enforcement operation, jail facilities, varying different types of buildings, the Indian reservation, the way things are handled in cemeteries. I mean, it's A to Z. Official documents, vital statistics, real property transactions, tax assessment, social services, and on. So we lift up these leaders and the people that oversee the boards and commissions and committees. And we pray, God, for good leaders come from you. We pray that this county needs leaders with discerning hearts and wise minds. We come to you asking that you would give them wisdom, that they would lead this county in the right direction. Remove wrong people that are corrupt and living against your word from any influential positions. Let these leaders be people who honor your holy name, for it's only from you that we will get wisdom. And Father, we come to you because the people of this county and everything in it belong to you. We're not here by accident. You are the one who set up this county at this particular time for the glory of your name. But there are people in this county turning against each other, not living like brothers and sisters. People have turned against brother, child against parent. We see it in the crime that's increased. We pray, God, that the people that are in charge will be party to humbling themselves, and that we in this county will humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways, and that you would heal our land. We pray, God, that you would purify our leaders, help them not turn to idols. You are the builder of all things. May our leaders work together harmoniously and not get sidetracked by partisan politics. Help our leaders and us not to be divided, but to commit to working operatively for the common good. Give our leaders, our supervisors, humility and respect for one another and for the citizens that they serve. Each of them have a district and an area and a place that they live in our county. We pray that they have their ear of the constituents. When our leaders have different opinions and agendas, help them to find common ground and find ways to compromise. Help them to be mutually supportive of one another. Lord, we bring the five supervisors and other leaders of the positions of the committees and boards, the tax assessor and all the other ones, the one that actually oversees the administrative side of things. We bring them before your throne of grace. May they find mercy and grace before you as they look for solutions to the many problems that affect our county. May the chairman and the vice chairman and the other three supervisors find advisors that will give them wise counsel. They get information from so many different parties. Expose and remove people who have wrong motives that are up to no good. May all their demonic inspired counsel be exposed and destroyed in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for leading us in a way that will help this county. We pray there will be understanding between them and the people that live here. Remove anything that causes misunderstanding between them and threatens the peace of this county. Let these leaders seek you day and night. We pray they come to know you and serve you and believe in you, and that they can manage to lead this county the right way. We also come against, God, the state of disorder or unrest. We pray that as citizens will recognize the authority and obey it, and when they don't agree with certain things, that they would learn to use peaceful and legal means to address issues that concern this county. We pray against those who are working to stir up trouble and violence and to bring harm to our county. May we all work together in harmony for a better county, in Jesus' name.